Dude.
Welcome to Dudes of Disruption, episode number 35.
Wow.
35.
Wow.
For you, Nick, because I know you like when I speak with a little Latin flavor.
Wow.
We've been doing this since March 31st was our first show, and now we are 8 months later, episode number 35, doing what we do. We are Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatics. We are committed to helping you leave your mark on the world. Tonight's topic, Thanksgiving leftovers, which I know I've had tons of leftovers. And what was said and what is still left to say after Turkey Day dinner table debates. As always, we are live streaming video on Meerkat. So if you follow at Tommy Spiro, you will see a little live now link and you can watch us in the studio, even though all three of us aren't on camera.
Of course not.
Two at a time. That's how it works because it's, a little limited viewing. But we were also on TuneIn Radio. So if you search for Talking Alternative tonight, you can find us on TuneIn.
Yeah.
And we are live.
Yes, we are. Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning to all the dudes and dudettes around the globe that are joining us tonight.
We got Italy on Meerkat, just popped up.
And we have
nice. We
have Japan, Korea, lots of people in the States, including our favorite St. Louis.
Yes, and to kick off the show, you heard the voice of Tommy Spiro, a branding consultant and author.
That's right.
And you're listening to the voice of Gregory Neesmith, who is a radio and real estate entrepreneur, and you heard the voice of that dude, Nick Papadopoulos, executive coach and inspirational speaker.
What up?
Tonight, we're going to go in Thanksgiving leftovers. Mm. And as folks know, though, this show, while it's for everybody, it's always especially for the men out there.
Mm-hmm.
For the dudes.
For the dudes.
Dude.
And that's a perfect example because we want dudes to be self-expressed and also re-energized to go out and leave their mark on the world.
Dude.
But one thing to talk about tonight before we dive into the show.
What's that?
We've been disrupting Tuesday nights for almost 8 months now.
Mm-hmm. Transforming Tuesdays, actually.
And disrupting. We can do both. There's abundance in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is. And we are actually going to now transform and disrupt Sunday nights going forward.
Say what?
What? What are you talking about?
What you say?
Yes, we are going to be moving to Sunday nights.
Sunday nights. Like this coming Sunday, December 6th.
Yes. 5:30 to 6:30.
Wow. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Where?
WHCR 90.3 FM.
What?
What?
FM.
Freaking amazing.
Yes, that's what FM, I think, if you look it up in Wikipedia, maybe we'll change the Wikipedia for what FM stands for. But freaking amazing. Yes.
Wow.
So more details.
Congratulations, dudes.
Yes.
Thanks. Congratulations, dudes. That's Gracias. Really good news, Mr. Good News.
That is really good news.
I think it's good news for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. And given that it is also the holiday season when the eye is on gratitude.
Yes.
It's also a time to also say thank you to Sam and Janice, the leads of Talking Alternative Broadcasting, and also to all the Talking Alternative listeners and subscribers that have been with us disrupting Tuesday nights for this year. And so we just want to say thank you for everything that's been created with you guys. Yep. And gals and dudes and dudettes this year.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you for putting up with us.
All right, dudes.
Now, Tommy, you mentioned Thanksgiving leftovers as the topic for tonight. I think it's time for us to get into it because Nick Papadopoulos, also known as Mr. Good News.
Delivering.
You're going to deliver good news to start the show.
Absolutely.
And I think we need to add a new nickname. Call you the delivery boy.
How about man?
Delivery man.
Or delivery dude.
Delivery dude. Wow.
I like the delivery dude.
Yeah.
And you're going to deliver us some quotes and some opening thoughts on tonight's topic.
What do we call this?
Thanksgiving leftovers. What was said and what is still left to say after Thanksgiving dinner table debates.
Hmm. I know that, dude.
So this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over.
So this is Christmas.
I'm not singing. I did that a couple weeks ago. And I swear I will never sing on live radio again.
If I knew the words, I'd sing.
And the dear one.
Nice. There you go. Keep going.
Old and the young.
Girlfriend, turn your radio off right now.
And happy Merry Christmas.
You sound good with the music behind
it. It does.
And a happy new year. It's a good one. Without any tears.
Woo! Yeah.
This is Christmas. War is over.
War is over, yes.
It is?
Well, in a perfect world, it would be. John was definitely idealistic in that way, right?
He was a disruptor.
Mm-hmm.
They were poster boards, billboards, all over Canada, because in the U.S. they were outlawed, I believe. But he had billboards in many places that said, Happy Christmas, war is over. It was part of his bed-ins when he got married to Yoko.
Right. And they stayed in bed for...
They stayed in bed for several weeks in Toronto, and they had a slew of reporters, and they sang Give Peace a Chance. They talked about Vietnam, politics, Nixon. He's a disruptor, all right. We start Nick's riff with a quote. The quote is... Marion Williamson, who is an author of spiritual books. Sam was just telling me earlier, she also ran for Congress in California. So I totally dig that a spiritual being is wanting to bring that to politics. So here's the quote. The holidays are only holy if we make them so. The holidays are only holy if we make them so. And I chose that quote because the show last week and the show this week is about the holidays. I know we're talking about what did we discuss at the dinner table, what got debated, what are some of our automatics around the holidays. And my main invitation for the Global Tribe is that let's make that holidays happen on our terms. Let's go out and be proactive. Let's be conscious this year. Let's be aware. Let's be generative about what we want to create and what our intention is. Let's be intentional about the holidays. That's why I love this quote, because it's about making them happen. So there's two themes I want to chat in my riff. One theme is about this thing about what got talked about at the dinner table, right? Because we all had dinner and we had some interesting conversations. And the other is this thing that we call obligations during the holidays and the have-tos. So someone at our dinner table, Gregory, made the bold proclamation that the 1.5 billion Muslims, each and every one of those 1.5 billion Muslims, are all terrorists. And that each Muslim in the world is taught from starting page one of the Quran to kill all infidels. This is a quote-unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sound like they were pretty certain, actually.
Yeah. And all 1.5 billion Muslims are all taught from page one, day one.
Everyone
that to be a terrorist and to kill all infidels. I guess we would be considered infidels. Are dudes considered infidels?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We don't believe what they believe. We're an infidel.
Even the dudes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious, what do you think the reaction was at the dinner table towards that person?
I'm not sure. I don't know what the beliefs are of the people around the dinner table.
Well, after the onslaught of attack that he took from all of us, I think he metaphorically got wrestled to the ground, pummeled. He got one of those, what do they call those, noogies, right? Kicked in the butt, all that.
How about an Indian burn? Is that not politically correct? To say
anymore? I don't know.
So, so after the onslaught of attacks that he took, and he got it. He got it from all places, including the youngins, the oldins, everybody came after him. While we were about to leave, actually, it was right, like we were getting ready to leave the table. He asked, he says, Nick, I got a question for you. I guess he figures I'm a disruptor. He might as well pick on the disruptor. He says, so what do you think ISIS's
end game really is. What's the end game for ISIS?
That's a tough question.
Well, and this is at the end of the night after being, you know, mauled and attacked, right? And I realized in that moment
that he actually didn't care about what I had to share. I don't even think that he cared to enroll me into his ideology. I think it's actually much bigger and deeper than the conversation that we were having at our table, much like many tables, like you dudes. It's not about politics. And we always say that almost every week. It's never about the actual content. What it made me realize is that I think that people have conversations often at the holidays because they haven't been heard in their relationships. They haven't been gotten. They don't feel like people are actually getting what they're saying or that they even have a place to say something. And so it occurred for me, like, people come to the holidays with the intention of being heard. And what happens is he doesn't care if he enrolls me into his ideology about Muslims being a certain way or not being a certain way. He just wants to be heard. And so the invitation to everyone is to disrupt this automatic, which I'm just as guilty of, which is somebody says something outrageous or says something that's different than what you believe in. And then there's this attack. That's the automatic. And then to go at it for about an hour and a half. And instead, what's really going on for this person? Why doesn't this person actually feel like they're heard? Or why do the people around your table not feel heard? Because to me, I believe one of the things that human beings want most is to be gotten, is to actually have the experience of being known, like having a presence, in this case, at the table. The second thing I want to say in my riff is this notion or this automatic thing that we call I have to and I have obligations. So I want to encourage the global tribe to disrupt and avoid doing things that they have to. I get it. We have obligations, right? Gregory, mm-hmm. Your parents are down in South Carolina.
Yes.
Right? So you have an obligation and a responsibility to maintain a relationship with them, which often comes with going to visit them. Tommy has a kid, so he has an obligation to buy his daughter a holiday gift, okay? And to take care of his family, right? Same with me. I've got kids. I've got an obligation. I get that we have obligations. The invitation to the global tribe is, inside of those obligations or commitments, how do you find a way to actually, like Marianne Williamson said, make it your own so that it doesn't occur like a have to? Because when it occurs like a have to, the experience you have is it's time to make the donuts. And rather the invitation is, how do I make this a get to? How do I make buying gifts for my daughter or for my sons or visiting your parents in South Carolina, how do we or you or I make it a get to? Because when we make it a get to, it occurs and the experience is very much of an opportunity. And when it's an opportunity, we get creative and we get creative with other people around us and something new and magical gets created.
That's good stuff. Let's talk a little bit more about obligation after this first break.
We'll be right back with more Dudes of Disruption.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant, and I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Shut up over there. You guys like chatting in the mics around. What's going on?
Hot mic.
Hot mic. Yeah, you gotta get used to the hot mics.
Hot.
Hot. They are hot. Welcome back to Dudes of Disruption. Dude. We are talking about your Thanksgiving leftovers, what was said or unsaid at the dinner table this holiday. A couple of quick things in terms of that. Did you know the dudes have a podcast? Because I don't want to leave that unsaid.
Okay.
We need to let people know that on Wednesdays, we release our show. Yes, Gregory, you give me the eye.
No, the eye is not only will there be a podcast tomorrow.
Yes, there
but
will.
But ongoing, even with our move to freaking Mazin yes. FM, there will still be a podcast weekly from
absolutely.
The dudes.
We might change the day. You know, it might move up a day depending upon when we get the audio together. So we want you to stay on this journey with us. So in case you miss anything or you want to kind of go back and get it acquainted with some of the things we've talked about.
What is the Dudes podcast? I don't think you actually said it.
Dudes of Disruption on iTunes or on Podomatic. So okay. If you are on iTunes, you can subscribe. And we have Kate. I was going to talk about Kate. Kate is a Meerkat fan for the last month. I think the first show she listened to is when we were talking about the rules of being a better dude in a new gender.
Okay.
And she was definitely interested in finding a man of the new gender. So, and she's been listening each week. She actually had a great comment, but I encouraged her to call in. So Kate's on the line. Are we ready to take the call?
Yes, we are.
All right.
Hello, Kate from the Dudes. Do you have, it sounds like a comment, and then hopefully you have a question for us.
Hold on. I have a question for Kate. Kate, how do I look in black? I'm wearing black tonight. How do I look?
Oh, you look fantastic.
Maybe not. Our cameras just went down.
It's live radio, people.
Kate, our cameras just went down.
Are you broke the camera.
I broke the camera. So, Kate, you were saying I look great in black?
Well, I saw you before the cameras went down, and I thought you looked great.
Awesome. Thank you, Kate. Kate, where
You're
are you
welcome.
From?
Well, right now I'm in Texas.
Okay.
I kind of bounce around all over, but I'm in Texas right now.
And what do you do?
I'm a receptionist for a roofing company.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for calling into the show.
Thanks for calling, Kate. My buddy, Kate.
And Kate, what is your comment for the dudes related to the topic of Thanksgiving leftovers?
Well, we had an interesting, my parents have been divorced for 20 years and my mom and my dad are still in love with each other. And my mom is remarried. She's got a 10-year-old daughter, which is why she's still married. Otherwise that marriage would have fizzled out a long time ago. And my dad came to Thanksgiving dinner at my mom's house. I was up in Missouri. I just drove back to Texas yesterday. So I was up in Missouri. And we had Thanksgiving dinner together with my mom and my dad and my stepdad all at the same table with my mom and my dad still in love with each other. And it was super awkward because my parents are still in love with each other. And my stepdad was just kind of off to the side, just kind of the third wheel.
And then do you think your parents are playing footsie underneath the table during Thanksgiving dinner? Any of that going on?
I think they're a little more mature than that, but it, with the eyes, they couldn't help themselves.
Wow.
Mm. So what gets in the way from you just blurting out at Thanksgiving dinner at the table in front of everybody, Mom, Dad, what's up? Like, let's get... Let's get it on, baby.
I can't. I mean, it's so hard for me because it's my parents, you know. It's like every kid's divorce dream, you know, to have your parents get back together.
So what gets in the way, Kate? What gets in the way?
Just
and the reason why, sorry, Kate, the reason why I'm asking the question is because often the automatic at Thanksgiving or whatever holiday dinner is there's a lot that's unsaid. There's probably more unsaid than actually said. And so we've actually done a show about having the real conversations, like really.
Yeah, and Kate, the other thing I'll add too is it's been my personal experience that I was raised with the perspective of stay out of grown folks' business.
Mm.
Right.
However, I'm a grown folk now too.
Yeah.
And what I realize is that saying doesn't always work in the real world or in my life. And so I've actually had some times when I've had some challenging conversations with my parents who, you know, raised me to stay out of grown folks' business, but sometimes that may not work. So I think where Nick's going is what's getting in your way, but also is it working for you that you're letting it get in your way?
Well, I don't know. I think the reason that I didn't say anything, I don't say anything, is because we were in my stepfather's house, and he's done a lot for me, and, you know, he's helped me in areas of my life, and just out of respect for him and his house, you know, I don't push the issue. But, I mean, something has to be said at some point. I mean, it's getting out of control at this point.
So, Kate, what's your commitment around your parents? Let's make a declaration here live. The Global Tribe on Meerkat, Periscope, Internet Radio, the dudes, the dudettes, we're all listening. What's your commitment around mom, mummy, and dad? What? How do they say dad in the British place?
I don't know.
Pops? I don't know.
Pops? What do they say, Sam? What do they say? I know they say mum. From mom. Mm-hmm.
Mom and dad. I don't know.
Never mind.
She's from Texas. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You gave her some extra time to think about it.
I gave you some extra time while making a fool out of myself.
What do you mean? Like, what do I want for them?
Yes.
I want them to get back together.
Okay.
I really do. The problem is my mom is she's a super Christian. She's lives by her faith, and she, as long as my stepdad's not doing anything wrong, she sees no reason to divorce him, and he's the father of their 10-year-old daughter, and she won't divorce him as long as there's nothing going wrong in their marriage.
Well, the question was, what's your commitment? And I believe what you said was your commitment is to have your parents come back together, correct?
True.
Okay. So you don't need to, because as human beings, what we start to do is the yeah, buts, right? You know, my mom in this case is Christian, and, you know, they're married, and there's, and they're all valid reasons what you're saying. They're all valid. And at the same time, you can be in your commitment, in your intention that this happens. Because if you get clear about what your commitment is, naturally what will follow is some action. Maybe you'll have a conversation with your mum. Maybe you'll have a conversation with dad, right? Maybe you'll do something else. But that's always the first place to start. You know, that's why I started this whole riff or the show with the quote, the holidays are only holy if we make them so. And so this is a great opportunity to be generative, to go make something happen. Is that a commitment that you're willing to take on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on.
That's awesome, Kate. And actually, I want to offer Kate one more thing, too.
Okay. This is a bonus?
This is a bonus. Sometimes, Kate, when I'm triggered or anxious about someone else's situation, I also find an opportunity for me to look inside and go, where is that same situation or something similar to it showing up in my own life? So my offer to you, Kate, would be, is there someone in your life that you've gone unsaid about your caring or love for them? And if so, oftentimes, I know for me, when I actually take care of the situation in my life that is similar to something going on in someone else's, it gives me energy, it gives me inspiration to have things turn out differently for both myself and the party that also got me concerned in the first place.
Okay.
Are you up for that?
Sure. Yeah.
So, Kate, how will we know that you took Gregory up on his invitation and that you took me up on my invitation? How will the dudes know?
Well, I'll be here every Tuesday.
Well, hold on, Kate. We're moving to Sunday.
Kate!
Oh, no. Kate. We're moving to Sundays.
Yes. We're going to be on 90.3. Well, we're going to be streaming it. Tommy, talk to the people here.
Yes.
Talk to the people.
Yeah, we will still be streaming, but our broadcast day live is going to be Sundays from 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern, which in Texas, I guess, would be 4:30
right.
to 5:30.
Okay, well, I follow Tommy on
Meerkat,
so.
And will you, awesome, and would you post on the dude's Facebook page?
Sure.
Give us some kind of an update, something.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
By what date, Kate?
Look at Gregory's off. He's on to you, Kate.
Kate, you didn't call in thinking you were going to get homework, did you, Kate?
No, I didn't. But, I mean, this is my parents. I mean, I don't know what nothing's going to happen anytime soon. I mean, my mom's still going to be married. My dad lives in Texas.
Kate.
My mom lives in
Missouri.
What kind of update are you guys looking for?
Disrupt the automatic, Kate.
What kind of update are you guys looking for? I'm just wondering.
What update do you think we're looking for?
That's why I'm asking you. I don't know.
You made a commitment, right?
I made a commitment.
Yes.
Yes.
And then Gregory also invited you to take a look at your own life first.
Like what's unsaid in your own life.
Yeah, what's unsaid in your life. Who are you making eyes at yet not having the real conversation with?
I have zero relationship. I have nothing in my life right now. I mean, that's no exaggeration whatsoever. I have no relationship prospect. And nothing. It's absolutely vacant right now in my life.
What do you think about that? What do you think is the cause of that?
Well, I just got out of a relationship at the. Let's see, where are we at?
December 1st.
Yeah. December 1st.
And you know, Kate, you just reminded me of something that Nick, a.k.a. Mr. Good News, used to always tell me. And it goes like this. I get to love myself so I can love you, so you can love you, so you can love me back. I actually would offer to you that there's likely an opportunity for you to go a little deeper on the idea of love being rekindled again in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then have the abundance of it also gets to happen in your parents' life, too.
Right.
But I might switch the order around and let's talk about Kate first.
Yeah.
Right.
So it goes like this. I love me. So let's say I'm Kate. Right? Kate from Texas.
You're Kate.
Mm-hmm. I'm Kate now.
The voice is a little deep, but okay.
I'm Kate from Texas. Well, I got a little cold. Right? I got a little cold. So, Kate, you with me?
I'm with you.
I'm you right now with the cold. Okay? I'm Kate. And I'm saying, I love me. So I can love you, meaning the other person, in this case, mom or dad, so that mom and dad can love themselves. So I love me, so then I can love you, so that you can love you, and then maybe you'll love me back.
Yeah.
Right.
So I got what you can post. I got it. I'm ready. You ready, Kate? I mean, now I'm ready. Not Kate anymore, so you're Kate again. You're back to being Kate.
You're Mr. Good News.
I'm Mr. Good News. You're Kate. Okay, for... 3 straight days. We want you to post on our Facebook page 3 things that you're grateful for about yourself and 1 thing that you would deem as a positive experience that you created in a particular day. It can be something large or something small, but 3 things you're grateful for about yourself and something positive that happened that particular day.
3 things per day.
3 things that you're grateful for around yourself.
A day.
And then also share 1 positive experience.
Or 1 thing a day.
Three things you're grateful for each day for the next 3 days. And guess what? I'm going to do it with you. So each time you post, starting tomorrow, I'm going to then comment on your post and also post 3 things that I'm grateful for too.
Okay. And then what was the one thing, one event?
Positive experience that you, Kate, created or were a part of during the day. So there's 2 parts. So one part is 3 things you're grateful for about yourself. The other one is 1 positive experience for the day that you had.
Okay. So if you're not following us on Facebook, it is facebook.com/dudes of disruption. Please make sure you do that. And I would actually throw it out there that if anybody else is inspired by what, you know, we've just offered to Kate so she can find some things to be thankful for, I encourage everybody to give that a shot. Whether you post it publicly or not, but we'd love for you to post it publicly. Something to look at.
Yes, and for those who want to reach out to us privately, because we also do one-on-one coaching, you can always email us at dudesofdisruption@gmail.com. That's dudesofdisruption, all one word, @gmail.com, and we will get back to you in 24 hours or less.
So thank you, Kate, for coming from the virtual world of Meerkat and joining us live on the air. We are very grateful for
you. Thank you very much.
You are awesome. We're grateful for your listenership and everybody else who's out there, and we will be right back with more Dudes of Disruption.
Okay.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Dudes of Disruption.
Dude.
Disrupting your automatics and transforming Tuesday nights up until now, but we'll be transforming Sundays starting this week on 90.3 FM WHCR here in New York and still on Meerkat and all over the interwebs. And we are, I'm actually in awe. That was by far one of the best calls we've had on the show. And I wanted to once again thank Kate for being brave and joining us on the air tonight. Pretty cool stuff. And that's what it's all about.
Yes, it is. And earlier, you were asking about how do folks, and I think the UK say daddy, like mom and daddy.
So mum is from mom.
Yes. And Tennille.
Mummy.
Mummy. And Tennille, shout out to her for listening and also giving us the information. She lived in England. It's daddy.
Daddy.
Like dead-y.
Like dead-y.
Yeah, daddy.
He's dead-y.
Daddy.
Okay. Daddy and mum.
Yep.
Okay.
We got it.
Got like it.
Mummy and
Kate,
daddy.
Go at mum and daddy.
Yes.
You're assuming she's English? I don't know. I'm still trying to make the connection with that. You know.
Go with it, my man. Go with
it. I'm rolling with it. That's how we do.
That's how we do.
Spontaneity is key, gentlemen.
So, you know, the show is called Thanksgiving Leftovers.
Yes.
And debates that folks had around the dinner table.
Yes.
One thing that we, as a group, as three dudes that we debated, discussed...
Dude.
Nick's always got that dude. It's like so mad.
I'm recreating my high school days.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna start switching my dude up in the beginning. I don't know. I'm getting a little bored. Yeah.
Hold on, Gregory had something to say.
I'm sorry,
dude.
I was in dude land, dude.
Yeah, the radio is great, but I think we need a space sometimes where we can just be dudes, like we're doing right now, like you're coming.
Absolutely.
And so as a result,
yes,
the dudes have spoken.
What do you mean the dudes have spoken? I mean, we are speaking.
We are, but the dudes around the globe have spoken about, while the show is for everybody, especially for dudes, they'd like to have some more dude time.
The dudes have, in the global tribe, said they want more dude time.
Yes, like guys night out, dudes night out.
Okay. Like dudes getting together.
Dudes getting
physically together.
Physically getting together.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like... I'll call like a disruption to even guys' night out, because when we do things, we do them in a disruptive way.
Yes.
So we talked about dudes getting together.
Right.
Dudes.
Having their own
dudes.
Having being able to do dude stuff like this. But a place where actually dudes and men can have some time together to dudes be dudes.
Physically together. Coming together in person.
Physically together at first in New York City.
Side by side.
Side
elbow
by side,
to elbow.
A safe place to be self-expressed, to talk about all the things that
this
go on.
This is sounding like the dudes.
The dudes.
Are creating a men's group.
Yeah, a dudes group.
A dudes group.
A men's group, dudes group.
A lion's den.
Lion's den.
With a bunch of dudes.
Like our own like gang of dudes.
All right, let me get this straight. So, the dudes... are starting a men's group here in New York City.
Because we've heard from other dudes that's what they want. We give the people what they want.
And when are we starting this men's group?
January.
January of what year?
2016, like in 30 days.
Like in 30 days.
Well, you know, in the month of January, but 30 days from now, January is here.
Fair enough. So Global Tribe, here's the invitation. Come and join us. Come join the dude tribe. Here in New York City, if you're local or if you have dudes who are in New York, we're going to have a get-together in the next few weeks. get some people, get some dudes together and have a conversation about what we're creating. And then, like you said, January 2016, we are kicking off a live in-person men's group, M-E-N apostrophe S group. I think they say that in Britain, too.
Men's. Oh, I wanted to inquire. You said creating, right?
Yes.
Because our offering is that though we are starting the group and we have intentions about what the group is, we also want the men to participate and help us shape what that looks like.
And be in partnership with us.
Yeah, which is freaking awesome.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool.
I would think the dudes out there, and for those who know dudes, would want to participate in partnership in creating a dudes group physically here in New York City.
Yes. So dudettes, if you have dudes in your life that you think would be interested, let them know. And dudes who are listening, we're coming for you.
So how, if dudes want to come to our men's group, our new men's group that we're starting January 2016, how can they get in touch with us?
dudesofdisruption@gmail.com.
Or...
But let me say it one more time for them. Okay, dudesofdisruption@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or they can reach out to us on Facebook, on our Facebook page, which is Search Dudes of Disruption. Twitter, @DOD Talk Radio. You can direct message us. You can tweet us. And then we're also even on Instagram, Search Dudes of Disruption. There is no way, if you want to be down, we're there.
Okay. Cool. Men's group, a live one.
It's freaking amazing.
It's freaking amazing. Freaking amazing's happening everywhere.
Yes, it is.
All right, cool. All right, dudes from the Global Tribe, come join us.
Yes. Now.
Yes.
Now.
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 Dude.
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 Obligations.
Yes.
Earlier you mentioned about...
I mentioned it.
Get to's and have to's.
Yeah.
You said that you were obligated to do stuff with your kids. Tommy's obligated to do stuff with his family. I'm obligated to go see my parents. Let's unpack that a little bit for the dudes and dudettes out there.
So during the holidays in particular, this automatic thing called I've got an obligation and I have to do what I have to do. You know, I have to go to my parents. You know, I have to buy a certain number of gifts or spend a certain amount of money. And again, I get it. People have commitments and they have obligations. And the invitation is very much like Marianne Williamson said in the quote I started, the holidays are only holy if we make them so. And a way to make them so is to be intentional. So one of the ways to be intentional is actually what we offered to Kate. I asked Kate the question, Kate, what's your commitment around your parents' relationship, what you want to help create in their relationship? And she said to bring my parents back together again. And so the invitation to disrupt this automatic thing called I have an obligation, I have to, is what's the commitment that you have in all of the relationships? So in this case, Gregory, for you, it would be what's your commitment around your parents in South Carolina? You know, for me, it would be what's my commitment around my kids or my girlfriend?
Hey, girlfriend.
Tommy would be, you know, his commitment around his daughter and his wife and his family, right? Like, what's your commitment? Because when you make a commitment from a conscious, awakened place, you're actually then choosing your actions, you're choosing your doing, you're choosing to be in relationship with them. And there's something really juicy and something really, really energizing about actually choosing, because you've made a commitment that I want my kids to be psyched during Christmas. I want my daughter to feel self-expressed by getting her a particular gift. Or I want my family to be deeply and richly connected this holiday season. And so when you make that commitment, you're now actually operating from a place of generating. Yes. You're being generative and intentional. And so that's really the invitation out there is make things happen on your terms. You don't have to be victim. I need to say this actually. I think people play this game called, you just don't understand, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta go and stay with my parents. You know, I gotta go to, you know, Aunt Mabel's. I gotta listen to the conversation they're having at the table. And what I want to say to people is, when you're in that frame of mind, people know that you're full of baloney. people know that you're being inauthentic. And that's often when trouble happens. It's often when people start to get into arguments and into fights and get into those, making those passive aggressive comments.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, though, people don't give a crap enough to even call you on it. Well, and they let you get away with it.
Yeah, that's true too. And so the thing is, listen, we always say, we use this term called people are dancing with your ways of being. So even when you're not actually saying something, you actually are in your way of being with your energy. And so if you're doing something because you have to, people know, and then they end up resenting you. So don't do things because you have to. Do things because you get to, and you get to do it on your terms based on the commitment you are desiring to create with the people around you.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to, as you put it, or I like to say, own it and like choose it.
Yes.
And it reminds me of, to your point about obligation with parents, I committed to going to see my parents last week.
Yes.
And at the same time, I had some schoolwork come up, some other deadlines pop up where it was like, oh my goodness, maybe I shouldn't go. And then for a split second, I said to myself, no, I have to go.
Right.
I already said I was going. I don't want to like not go. And in that moment, I realized like, no, I can actually choose not to go.
Yes.
Or I get to own the fact that I'm going to go spend the time and I'll figure out my schedule later. But I'm no victim in this.
Yeah.
I get to like own the choice that I'm going to do it, not because I have to, but I still want to.
And I do also think that sometimes, not for everybody, but sometimes for some of us, we use obligation and have to as a disguise for, I don't really want to have the real conversation.
Yes.
Mm. You know, last week I talked about how when I was living in Boston many, many years ago, and I had this thing called I have to go visit my mom during the holidays. And really, the opportunity was I didn't want to have a real conversation with her because there was things that were bugging me about our relationship. And so I used and justified this thing called, well, I have to go, versus having a real conversation and saying, you know what, I'm not sure I want to come. Or if I do come, mummy, if I do want to come down to New York, then things are going to have to be a little bit different. And so the invitation for folks is to have the real conversations and not use obligation and have to as a disguise.
Yes. And if you have questions or comments about obligation, about listening, about the Thanksgiving experience that you're having and holiday experience, you can call us at 877-480-4120. That's 877-480-4120. And hopefully please keep the comments coming on Meerkat, on Twitter, on Periscope, and we will shout you out and comment back.
Yes, the comments are coming. We have John, who is in Texas, who is a friend of mine, and he wants to know if we would do a Dudes of Disruption roadshow and bring it to Texas.
Yes. So,
and, you know, I'm also committed to maybe figuring out, not maybe, I'm committed to making it happen that we can do some online version of the men's group at some point so people who are not in the New York City area can actually join us. And another close friend of mine who is on the short list for the men's group, my buddy Danny, is listening, and I'm committed to having Danny join us also.
Danny, come on, man, make it happen. Yes, make it happen.
We're starting in person and then it will go virtual because all the dudes around the globe get to go.
And the gentleman who said from Texas, John, right, that wants to start a virtual group.
Yep.
For the rest of the global tribe, if you're interested in a virtual group, we're starting a men's group here in New York City physically in January.
Right.
We'll also start a virtual group.
Mm-hmm.
So like send us messages. Yeah, let us know we want
to
do this.
We'll figure out a way to make it right happen on for folks. And we will be right back with more Dudes of Disruption.
Dude.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Dude. Transforming Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com. It's the Dudes of Disruption.
The Dudes of Disruption is a new show geared toward the global tribe of disruptors who are committed to interrupting the automatic ways of their lives so they go out and leave their mark on the world powerfully.
Consider every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com, forever disrupted. The Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatic.
Dude.
Talk
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Kate likes our page.
Hot mic.
Dude. Yeah, really. We're having a lot of hot mics. It's going to be fun when we get on FM.
Kate, right?
It's going to be, well, it's really fun now, but it's going to get more fun when I'm operating the board and I'm going to have to start throwing stuff at you guys.
Don't worry. I'll reach over. I watch how to use it.
Yes. I'm going to be feeling Sam's pain starting Sunday. Sunday.
I saw two buttons that I just need to know how to push Nick and my mic up. So while you're looking, I'm just going to push the button.
But I'm committed that you all learn how to operate the board.
And I appreciate that you have a commitment.
Yeah, congratulations.
Right. So when all the lights in New York City go out on Sunday at 5:30, you'll know that Nick is behind the board that day.
Right.
Yes. He'll take the whole city down. Communications on the Eastern Seaboard will be gone. Welcome back to Dudes of Disruption. We are transforming Tuesday nights and also your Sundays starting this week. And we are disrupting the automatics.
Yes, we are. Nick.
Yes.
A.K.A. the delivery dude, A.K.A. Mr. Good News.
That's me.
In your opening, you said a very provocative statement that...
Were you listening?
I was listening. Now, who knows how closely everyone else was listening, but I'm going to bring up the point one more time, which was you said in a conversation between two people, the listener has all the power. You didn't say some. You didn't say significant. You didn't say a lot. You said the listener...
Yeah.
Has all the power.
Yeah, because I mentioned the person who was offering his perspective on politics, and it made me realize that, you know, often we're having conversations and we think we're having the conversation about the conversation, which is the content, and it's never really about the content. There's always something else going on in the background. At least that's my perspective. And here's what I want to say about listening is that we all listen with filters. We've all got one of them, okay? We're not immune to filters. We've all got them. And they're not cooties, by the way, right? They're okay. We've all got filters. And many times these filters are valid, like super valid. Like we have all the evidence in the world to have a particular filter or lens that we listen from. I'm not here right now to invalidate any of your filters, because they're your filters and it's cool to have them, but rather to disrupt the automatic and have you become aware of the fact that you actually have a filter or a series of filters that do influence your listening. It does. So if you want to create a certain experience or a different experience between you and others around you during this holiday season, become aware of the filters you have for those people surrounding you. So, for example, the person who was sharing his perspective on Muslims or ISIS or politics, I need to, during the next holiday dinner table, really check in with what's my filter around him, because how I listen to him, he actually speaks into. People speak into our listening. So if I have a certain, whatever my filter is, he's actually going to prove me right. And so the invitation is, for all the people around you, bring a generous, supportive, connected, present, discovery-like listening. And you might be surprised what people actually have to say. You might actually hear them say something different. And when you bring that kind of listening called generous and supportive and present and connected, people actually talk in a different way because they're speaking into your listening.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've heard the phrase or even experienced sometimes where I'll say or someone will go, oh, I just couldn't talk to him or her.
Yes.
Because they didn't necessarily create this generous listening that you're talking about. The one thing, as we always say, this show's for everybody, but especially for dudes.
Dude.
I know that I, as a man, sometimes listen to fix.
Say more about that.
Oftentimes someone may be sharing and I am immediately thinking of what to offer them as a solution or a next step. And I think what's happened, it's been my experience that people play back to me, they shut down sometimes in sharing their feelings.
Yes.
So now I'm actually out of the loop to truly understand.
Yes.
And some people may not even want to talk to me because they're like, hey, I'm not at the fix it stage. I just want to express how I'm feeling. So I say that to say that sometimes even in my zest to like want to make a difference or help, that I get to like also really dial it back into your point sometimes. Just listen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the intent of just helping someone feel gotten.
And you know, when you know you're not listening is when someone is repeating themselves,
mm-hmm.
or when the speaker is going in tangents and they're going in circles and they're going all over the place. Often that's the result of your listening of them. And so again, if you're going to be there with the person, bring this generous, supportive, connected, present type of listening. And again, you may be surprised.
Yes, I agree. So that's our offer to folks. Listen, have folks feel gotten, feel appreciated. And at least my also offer is, don't rush to fix.
Yes, I love that. Especially for dudes.
Especially
dudes,
for dudes.
Because dudes listen from that place.
Yeah, we listen to answer a lot of the time too. You know, so we're not really absorbing what's being said. We're waiting to get our opinion in there, or in terms of men, the fixing, you know. I've done it historically many, many times in my marriage. And I remember specifically Tracy saying to me once, I just want to say what I need to say.
Right.
You know, like, and she was angry about something and I was trying to like dance around it and fix it and... You know.
What she's actually saying is, I just want to be gotten. Mm-hmm. I just want to mm-hmm. be known. Like in this moment, I just need to get it out. I just need you to hear it and just be with it.
Right. It was also, that's also one of our rules of being a better dude. Let your partners have their experience, which I did not understand at that point.
Well, that now you're a dude.
I am.
Yes. You know, the show seems to be flying by. In terms of the holidays, you know, we talked about debates and I think we hit the main points of obligation and folks really getting to instead of having to. Also, this idea of just like listen.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's that time of the show where we get to close with what were some of our parting shots for today, but also any shout outs to folks in the Meerkat land.
Absolutely. I'm going to try to shout everybody who's out there. We have Tammy, who's out in, I believe, the West Coast, somewhere in Los Angeles or somewhere out there in Cali. Miss Malise, a dear friend of mine who's always been a supporter of our show. Bobby Shadow, Pearly Kate, Elisa, my buddy John. My brother, John, was actually in the room. I believe he may have disappeared. Maybe he wasn't listening. I don't know. and we've also had my buddy Danny on there. So all of you guys in Meerkat, whether I can see you or not, thank you so much for your support. And we hope that you will continue to follow us on to Sundays. And obviously, I will be letting you all know when we are live. And follow us on all the social channels so you can stay up to date on what the dudes are up to.
So before we go into the parting shots from Nick and myself, Sam, do you
Sammy,
have
get on the hot seat,
any parting shots for the dudes?
Well, we actually had a question, right?
Or the dude in it's out there in the world.
My parting shot is you guys have been sort of the most fun. You dudes have been the most fun and the most uplifting of any of the dudes that I've had in the studio, and I wish you guys all of the greatest success in your new home, and I will look forward to hearing even greater things as you dudes carry forth.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And everybody out there, that was Sam. Sam is not only the engineer on our show, but he is also a radio host himself. He has a show called The Conscious Consultant. It's Mondays at 1. Mm-hmm. Look, check me out with the details.
I mean, you know his show, but you couldn't pronounce the name of our show at the beginning.
I get a little tongue-tied every now and then because I'm so excited. I just can't wait to get rolling. So, you know, bear with me.
Nick, a.k.a. Mr. Good News, a parting shot?
Parting shot is an acknowledgement to Sam and Tab for giving us our opportunity to get on radio. I met Sam about 5+ years ago when he was speaking on the Law of Attraction and fell in dude love with him. My parting shot is...
Really? What does girlfriend have to say about that?
Hello, girlfriend. He still loves you.
Might be hello, Sam.
My parting shot includes a quote. you may have heard of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. There's another day you might want to know about, Giving Tuesday. The idea is pretty straightforward, actually. On the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, which is today, by the way, dudes.
It is today.
Shoppers take a break from their gift buying and donate what they can to charity. That's from Bill Gates. So let's make today, we still got several hours, especially depending on where you are in the global tribe. Donate, give, contribute. And the last part of my parting shot is let's take one day before Christmas and New Year's, at least one day in the next couple of weeks, and let's just spend time with the people around us. Quiet time. It can be in the evening. Shut your phones off. Shut the TVs and the radios off. And just have dinner with your people.
Yes, and my parting shot comes from Brené Brown. And her quote is, "What separates privilege from entitlement is gratitude." And it has been a privilege to be part of the Talking Alternative family with Sam and Janice and all the TAB listeners out there. We say thank you. Thank you. And we are grateful for you. And we look forward to continue to disrupting going forward. And as we end every show,
Dr. Seuss, don't cry. Sam, don't cry because it's over. Smile, big smile like Sam has, because the dudes happened.
Dude.
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 You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Dude.
Dude.
Transforming Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com. It's the Dudes of Disruption.
The Dudes of Disruption is a new show geared toward the global tribe of disruptors who are committed to interrupting the automatic ways of their lives so they go out and leave their mark on the world powerfully.
Consider every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com, forever disrupted. The Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatics.
Dude.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.